This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Coke investigation from the White House. Are you confused? Do you know what I'm talking about? Don't worry, we'll clear it up. Speaking of clearing it up, it's, you know, it's always about the weather, right? And there was nasty tornadoes that tore through parts of Illinois. Chicago was a nightmare. It was like, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, where is this sucker going to land? And that happened, and we were talking about it on our last show. Some more deets on that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, the actors are striking, too, in Hollywood. Whoa. Do you care about the shows you're streaming? Do you have some faves, or do you not really pay attention in the first place? I think that this is an audience, and this is a world of streamers, that even if you reluctantly don't want to pay the extra do-re-mi, there are things that you want to see, and they suck us right in, don't they? So if you're not watching your Fox News, if you're not watching Newsmax, if you're not watching, I don't know, maybe you watch CNN. Maybe you watch some of the other networks. If you're not watching to see about breaking news earlier in the day when you're doing the tube thing, not the radio thing, I bet you're streaming. I bet you're streaming all the Star Wars. I bet you're streaming maybe kids' movies because you're babysitting grandkids or you're babysitting your own kids. But with the actors striking, it will affect content on streaming, so just beware. You may going back in time to the 80s and 90s to watch television shows that are streaming. I mean, listen, Friends couldn't be more popular with the 20 and 30-somethings, and how is that? And the reason is because that's what happened during the pandemic. So just think about it. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But first, let's start with the White House and the Coke deal. So there was some cocaine that was found, a baggie of cocaine, in the White House. No fingerprints or DNA turned up on the baggie. And the Secret Service briefed the Oversight Committee on the White House cocaine. So now there are some that think, you mean no one knows where that cocaine came from? So members of staff of the Republican-led House Oversight Committee, they got a classified briefing on Thursday morning on the coke that was found, by the way, in the West Wing, to be more specific, of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, a.k.a. the White House. So the Secret Service concludes its investigation. They didn't find a suspect. They have no suspect. The theory, and this is a pretty convenient one, the theory is, blame it on the person, we don't know. The theory is that a visitor who entered the West Wing that weekend for a tour left the coke. You got to be kidding me. I have toured the White House. Senator Pete Domenici got me in the White House, and I did a regular tour, not a journalism, I'm here to cover something, which I did that too, and they turned over my whole life before they gave me a pass, which I did get. And then when I did the White House tour, which I took some people that Senator Pete got me the tickets for, what happened there is there were still a lot of questions. And in going through those tours, I can't imagine that some baggie would come out and it would be somehow lost by somebody who was touring. But could it happen? I guess, yeah. So it's so strange. This whole thing is strange. And then here's what I think. What about the level of securities? I mean, I agree with Senator Tom Cotton, who was really pressing the Secret Service on the security flaws. I mean, are they correcting the security flaws? If there was a visitor that dumped some cocaine in the White House, I think that says we have a problem, and it's a security issue. So how can that be? That's not good. That would have to be corrected, I would assume. What are they doing to correct it? It always seems like, to me, too often, especially when it comes to security, and listen, I know somebody that was in the Secret Service, somebody I admire more than maybe anyone in my life, and I know what he went through, I know what they go through, and I know there's some incredibly skilled and talented agents. I mean, absolutely. But it just seems like sloppy things happen at the highest levels of our government. I mean, does that make anyone feel a little bit uncomfortable? I think it's so odd. What is the deal with the cocaine? How can they just blame it on, it's a tour. Yeah, because if I'm taking a tour of the White House, I wear my gloves and I take my baggie of cocaine and I make sure there's no fingerprints on the bag and then I dump it somewhere and I forget it. So why would there be no fingerprint? It's so strange. I mean, this is going to go away and it's not going to be a big deal. It's a very strange story. When I say not going to be a big deal, it's not going to linger. But I think the question lingers on the whole security thing. I agree with that. Because that's a lame excuse to me as to the answer of that baggie, right? Definitely. All right, tornadoes. And tornadoes hitting Chicago. Pretty bad stuff. The first hint of the tornado on Wednesday was that it was bearing down on O'Hare, which is a huge airport, major hub, obviously, in Chicago. And then you look at the areas that these tornadoes went through, and, you know, it's always doing the quarterbacking thing the next day and looking a little deeper into, okay, were there multiples? What were the reports we got? What was really damaged? And at O'Hare, there was properties damaged around it, and it grounded planes. And there were multiple tornadoes. I'm going to say that again, multiple. Between 5 and 7 on Wednesday, that's when they hit in northeast Illinois. And it, you know, they respond by rotating thunderstorms, which we call supercells, because that causes a lot of that action. So how many tornadoes touched down? We don't know. The really incredible thing to me in an area where it's densely populated is no injuries were reported. No injuries, no deaths. And they're going to damage the survey survey the damage, because that definitely happened. There were definitely trees that came down. There were definitely roofs that fell inward, that kind of thing. And it really, to see some of those tornadoes, I am just shocked, across the Chicagoland area, Elgin and Campton Hills and Arlington Heights. And for those of you who live in an area near a city where you have tight suburbs, just picture that. That's what you got in Chicago in these areas where the tornadoes hit. So I have a cousin that lives near there, because I remember going to the airport. It took us no time whatsoever. So it definitely is just filled with a lot of people, a lot of people. We'll see what the damage is. Boy, it's been wild in the Midwest. A lot of storms rocking parts of the Midwest. Remember back in April, there was a lot of damage. A tornado that touched down near Springfield, Illinois, and a storm that caused the roof of a theater to collapse in Belvedere. And altogether, 50 accounts of tornadoes on March 31st in the state of Illinois. Bouncing on to more, east to left.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Demand a little east to left, which means east to the left coast, east to west. And it's above the fold, so we have virtual newspapers now. And, of course, you listen to many of the great stations that I have the privilege of being on right now. And you're driving down, you hear the tidbits of what's happening where you are, and there is the common denominators that I think we all have. And then there's things that are happening just in those areas. So New York is the epicenter of the Northeast, and things spread from there. I mean, my friends in Connecticut could probably disagree, and many people in Maine may disagree. And it does sometimes frustrate people when New York gets so much of the attention. But what you would find if we check in with the New York papers, right on the above the fold, you would see what they had in big letters in the Post called The Walk of Shame. Biden trips again, boarding Air Force One, this time on a shorter staircase. Yikes. It kind of reminds me of Gerald Ford. Remember, you know, he would get caught tripping. But there's a little bit of an age difference there between Ford and now Biden, who's 80. He made it halfway up a 14-step staircase connected to the presidential plane in Helsinki, Finland, when he took a misstep and braced himself for impact before quickly recovering and making it up the stairs. But cameras and eyes are always on the president. So it, of course, was caught and has now been seen, you know, thousands and thousands of times, because people are questioning 2024 and even some Democrats as to, okay, think about the president now, think about him a year from now, 2 years from now, put the politics aside, the questions about age, and is that ageism? Questions about health, which would be questions that could be asked about anyone when you hit 80. And now, of course, on this show, we've had people in their 90s running marathons. So the answer to that is it depends on so many different factors. But if I am a strategist, a political operative for the Republicans or for the Democrats, you want your candidate to look virile and healthy and all that. That's just how it is. It's always been that way since the advent of television cameras, right? Think of Kennedy. Think of so many of the other presidents that were able to monopolize that and take advantage of that and how they looked and what they were seen doing. I mean, for goodness sake, that devil in Russia, which would be Putin, look, he pumps out stuff where he's fit and he's riding horseback, bare chested, and, you know, whatnot. I mean, that's always the thing, is to show the strength, the health, the whatever. That's why there's so much emphasis placed on the doctors and what the doctors say about any of our presidents when they have their yearly checkups, when things happen. So I wouldn't want that to be happening. I wouldn't want those things to be happening if it's the person that I'm the strategist for, or the party I'm the strategist for, because you know that it's all about the optics. We live in the meme world, a.k.a. mean world, troll world, and just the littlest thing, the littlest thing can explode. So that was actually all over the place, but it was definitely front and center in New York City. And then there was a story, and there's been, this story has been in a couple of different places, in Miami, in the Miami Herald, so that would also be on the East Coast, in South Carolina. This was played up at one point, talking about this massive ship that's going to launch in January, which is already getting a ton of criticism on social media. It's 5 times larger than the Titanic. Do you want to go on a cruise with a city? Like, basically a city that floats? It really is. So, how many passengers? 5,610. How many crew members? 2,350. Add those numbers up, you're over 7,500 people, period. There's 20 decks. There's 7 pools. There is 6 water slides. 5 times larger than the Titanic. 1,198 feet long. The world's largest cruise ship. Would you want to be on that maiden voyage? It will go in January. It's known as Icon of the Seas under Royal Caribbean International. And people are pointing out that the ship with this whole over-the-top thing, it goes to that old adage that bigger doesn't necessarily mean better. Would you feel safe on that ship? Would you feel safe on that floating city? I got to say, with the things that happen sometimes on cruise ships, and I mean, look, you look at it, it is incredible looking. I don't even know if you would even realize at times that you're actually on a cruise ship. It's 2 levels. Like, there's a 2-level royal, check this out, there's a 2-level royal loft suite on board of it, on board this luxury liner. And there are more than 2,000 square feet that 6 vacationers could have. So the suite is $10,864. Mm-hmm. For like a 6-7 day cruise. The cheapest ticket for an interior room on a 7-night cruise from Miami to the Western Caribbean in September of 2024, $1,851. Wow. This is a story that really has popped up all over the place. Just saying. I don't know. Bigger doesn't mean better. I would think that. I would just think bigger doesn't mean better. And this is someone who's new to boating. And trust me, I've taken 25 feet boats out in choppy Gulf waters where I thought, wow, I'm almost feel like I'm tacking and I'm in a sailboat. I don't know. There's rogue waves that have hit before, have hit cruise ships, and if it's giant, and obviously a lot of a lot of attention went into this. But I just would be worried about a couple of things that could possibly go down on that ship. I'm not going to jinx it, so we'll see what happens. All right, if we went to Chicago, what would they be talking about? In Chicago, they are talking about, of course, the Chicago storms and how bad they were and what happened to some of the houses. The other thing is they're talking about public transportation, that they've had the busiest week since before the pandemic because of the Swifties. And you know who the Swifties are, right? The Swifties are the Taylor Swift people who are going to the concerts that she's had and the festival goers. So it's called CTA there. And they've had, May was the best month. They had 24.3 million rides. They have an interactive dashboard that lets customers track the performance of the CTA, the Chicago Transit Authority. Yeah, in your spare time, you can do that. So that's what they're talking about there. And, of course, they always talk about their White Sox, and they always talk about their Cubs. The Cubs headline, Cubs have a chance to prove their contenders before the trade deadline. What's next for the White Sox? There's trade deadline, just like with the Cubs, but not much else as the second half begins in baseball because we just had the World Series. So there's a lot of conversation about that. And then if we go to the West Coast, on the West Coast, if we look at Los Angeles, of course, we're talking about the actors. The actors said they were making progress in contract talks, then they weren't. It fell apart. So this is going to be the first strike under the film and TV contract world since 1980, as far as the actors are concerned, right? And it's interesting because we're in our next segment, coming up in our next segment, we're going to actually preview Oppenheimer, a huge movie that a lot of people are anticipating. And Oppenheimer, the cast was in London for a premiere, but when that's it, you know, they're done. They're not going to promote anything after this because the actor strike is on. So, you know, this now means that the actors are on strike and the writers are on strike, and any new content is not happening. Any new content. So all those shows that you were too young to really pay attention to or that you missed, start thinking about them because they're going to probably be appearing on your streaming service. Just saying. Hey, just in time for that cheap movie review next of Oppenheimer.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Secret Service is closing its investigation into the discovery of cocaine at the White House after failing to identify a suspect. Law enforcement agency said it was unable to single out a person of interest from the hundreds of individuals who passed through the West Executive Avenue entrance where the cocaine was discovered. Film and television production is grinding to a halt in Hollywood.
Because the AMPTP remains unwilling to offer a fair deal on key issues essential to protecting the livelihoods of working actors and performers, SAG-AFTRA's national board unanimously voted to issue a strike order against the studios and streamers.
Union negotiator Duncan Crabtree Ireland says 160,000 actors are going on strike. A brutal heat wave continues to impact much of the southern U.S. and Death Valley, California. Temperatures could potentially reach 130 degrees this weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Mission Impossible becomes one of the biggest box offices for Tom Cruise. There's another film in the wings that's set to be released next week, Oppenheimer. Christopher Nolan had been eyeing this project for a long time and now wrapped his arms around it. And Cillian Murphy, the Irish actor who plays a great villain, by the way, is Oppenheimer. And the early reviews are really, really pretty good on this thing. The film has an incredible cast, including Emily Blunt and Matt Damon. And this is a movie that's a pretty long movie. You know, the Manhattan Project was, as you all know, a U.S.-led government research project which was active from 1942 to 46 and then disbanded. And the organization developed the atom bomb, the first of which was tested in New Mexico, famously, in July of 1945. The second and third were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki just a month later. So the idea of the project was to try and find the means to use fission process, which had been discovered in the late 30s for military purposes. And eventually this Manhattan Project grew so big it employed, and I did some research because I didn't realize this, but it employed as many as 130,000 people. It cost $2 billion to run. In today's money, that would be $23 billion. So the story centers on Oppenheimer, who was a lab rat guy eventually, and he got his PhD at the University of Göttingen and then began his career with a fellowship at Caltech in the late 20s. And, you know, there's so much conversation about the atom bomb. There's so much conversation about the Manhattan Project. There's so much conversation about what happened in Japan. And, yes, there have been things written about Oppenheimer, but this is really interesting. I mean, this really delves into him, his life, the questions, the things that happened, all of that. And what happened with, you know, was he plagued by the moral repercussions of his role in creation of the atom bomb? Because people say he was. And he supposedly told fellow physicists that in some sort of crude sense, which with no vulgarity, no humor, no overstatements can quite extinguish, the physicists have known sin, and this is a knowledge which they cannot lose. That's what he supposedly said. And then he was quoted in some magazine article in the 60s where he said, "I carry no weight on my conscience. Scientists are not delinquents. Our work has changed the conditions in which men live, but the use made of these changes is the problem of governments, not of scientists." And of course, he was nominated 3 times for the Nobel Prize, but never won. He never won. He was nominated in 45, 51, and 67. So now we have this film, and I'm going to let you hear the trailer from the film Oppenheimer. Here it is. Someone made it to take it. You have to find a different one. All right, so we decided that this is not the right trailer, but there's some pretty good music that would work for Oppenheimer. So in telling you more about the film and the project, it, you know, Nolan, of course, Christopher Nolan is known for the nature of his projects. They're extraordinarily opulent set pieces. For Tenet, he crashed a real-life 747 into a building. And this is a pretty, probably his most ambitious project, right? In an interview, he talked about he prefers to use physical effects rather than CGI, and said, "I think recreating the Trinity test without the use of computer graphics was a huge challenge to take on." And, you know, he talked about the scope and scale of the project and one of the most challenging that he's had. And he said, "We're trying to tell the story of somebody's life and their journey through personal history and large scale history. And that the subject, the story is the whole thing, is everything, is wanting people to view the events through Oppenheimer's eyes." So another quick interesting thing about this, IMAX created a black and white kind of film for Oppenheimer. And what Christopher Nolan said is that they challenged the people at Kodak Photochem to make it work, and they did. So for the first time ever, they were able to shoot IMAX film in black and white, and he said the results were thrilling and extraordinary. And I thought about that. I haven't been to an IMAX film in a while. But to see it in black and white, wow, that would be pretty interesting. So this movie is right around the corner, and it has some of the people I mentioned, but also includes Rami Malek and Josh Hartnett and Gary Oldman and Casey Affleck and Kenneth Branagh also have roles in this. Robert Downey Jr., who is Louis Strauss, a major player in the development of nuclear weapons, the man who oversaw the 1954 security hearing, which resulted in Oppenheimer's Q clearance. Also, I mentioned Matt Damon before, and, you know, just a who's who. And the film, centering on Oppenheimer, exploring the life of the physicist whose work definitely, definitely changed the world. I'm going to go see it next week, and when I see it, I will bring back all the results of that. And, of course, we'll find the right trailer. We'll have that for you, and you'll be able to hear that and see what it sounds like, because I listened to it the other day, and it was pretty, it's pretty impressive. It really kind of pulls you in. And I think it will do well in theaters. It's just how you feel when you leave the theater, right? I mean, this isn't one of those uplifting films. You walk out and you're just, you know, thrilled to pieces that you saw it. I think the whole idea, and you think of Nolan's work, is not going to be that. But I suppose if you want that kind of movie, Barbie's coming out, and so you can go and see, you could go and see Barbie. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to have a conversation with Rosie White and Dr. Abraham. And who is Rosie White? Two-time Olympian and professional soccer commentator with the Women's World Soccer coming up. It's pretty interesting. She grew up in New Zealand, went to school at UCLA. She was that good. And she's had an interesting career, but she's also had a disease that she's dealt with that more than 600,000 people live with in the United States. You see a lot of commercials about UC, and she talks about it, and they talk about just the awareness and trying to get people to get help before it's too late, and they're in a much more serious situation, and they find themselves having emergency surgery because they're either too embarrassed, they don't want to ask questions, or they just have no idea. They have no idea, and they're, you know, we all do that thing, right, where we Google around and you try to figure out, oh, I have symptoms, and what are your symptoms? And you start to look around, you go to WebMD, wherever, and then before you know it, you think you have everything under the sun. It probably makes you feel worse. I know I've done that, and when it was nothing. And then trying to avoid doctors. A lot of times people try to avoid doctors. They don't want to go. And so they just keep pushing off, pushing off, pushing off. So they talk about the reasons why there is no reason to do that. There's no reason to feel like you can't talk about it, and there's no reason to do that because of ultimately how much worse it becomes for you if you don't figure it out. And it's easy to figure it out. Testing and whatnot can easily nail that down, and then you're aware and you know, period. That's it, you know. All right, something else that I wanted to mention here, because we were kind of on an entertainment thing. We're talking about the actors going on strike and the fact that you're not going to get that new content with the writers out, too. And then what does it mean for them? They had a lot of things in their contract related to AI and residuals that just they're not coming to the table, and that's not, they're not, the studios aren't working that out. So this could be a long strike, and there hasn't been an actor strike in a very, very long time. It may be the time, if you're into Disney, to come to Disney, because apparently these theme parks, which are crazy packed, where you have to buy a fast pass to level up and get a fast pass to get through the park faster, because you can't get in line for something, you could be there for 2 to 3 hours. Long lines, jam-packed crowds, that's part of the whole theme park thing. Not just Walt Disney World, but Universal Orlando. Apparently, they're trying to figure out what is the slowdown, but is it extreme weather? Is it heat in Florida? But Disney has been really empty. Meaning, if you went to Disney right now, don't get a fast pass, because you can probably go through all the rides in no time. Right? There's plenty of reservations, plenty, plenty, plenty of room. And you really do wonder, it's an unusual slowdown, especially during the summer. Hang with you.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powdery arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Imagine living with UC, ulcerative colitis. You know, more than 600,000 people live with it. Joining us this time around, I'm thrilled to welcome to the show two-time Olympian and professional soccer commentator Rosie White, who probably is going to have a lot to say about what's coming up with women's soccer in her country and in Australia. We'll talk about that at the tail end of it. And esteemed gastroenterologist Bincy Abraham, we're just going to call her Doc for short. She is definitely well-known. I know some people that know her in Houston, so how about that for a coincidence? And seriously, this is a disease. I know I have friends that have it that's really, really tough. And Rosie, I mentioned, you know, obviously you're a two-time Olympian professional soccer player in the National Women's Soccer League. You did that. I can remember you with the UCLA Bruins. It was a lot of fun to watch you there. And you were managing UC. How tough is that?
Hi. Thank you for having us on. I'm super excited to be talking about this on behalf of Bristol Myers Squibb. I'm obviously a UC patient and have been navigating this disease for over a decade, and it has been super tough, and I think it's taken me a long time to start feeling comfortable talking about this disease, but I'm really excited that we get the opportunity to encourage others to start having more honest and open conversations. That's definitely been a huge part of my journey, is coming to terms with that and learning how to talk to my healthcare professional and find the right treatment options and ultimately try and find a symptom-free lifestyle.
Yeah, so for you, what is the goal of supporting you with the UC campaign? Because you have a name and there's a lot of great doctors like Dr. Abraham behind this as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, the goal is really to encourage UC patients to be able to talk about their symptoms and share their symptoms with their loved ones, with their healthcare professionals. And the Supporting You with UC.com website hosts a bunch of really helpful information, treatment options. It shares my story. And I think, you know, when you're diagnosed with a disease, I didn't have a clue what UC was, and the first thing you do is Google it, which is always a terrifying thing to do with any disease. Don't recommend it. So it's a helpful place to be able to, you know, find trusted information that is a little more clear and supportive specifically for UC.
Yeah. So Doc, what Rosie just said there, what is UC and who is typically diagnosed with it?
Yeah, so UC or ulcerative colitis is actually a type of chronic inflammatory bowel disease that causes inflammation and ulcers even in the colon or the large intestine. And with this disease, patients can have symptoms such as diarrhea, blood in the stools, urgency or having to rush to the bathroom, or even abdominal pain, along with other symptoms as well. Unfortunately, ulcerative colitis can affect any age group, but most commonly affects the young adulthood, meaning approximately the ages between 15 and 30. So as you can imagine, having a chronic disease diagnosed so early in your lifetime, having to deal with it for the rest of their life can be burdensome. However, there are treatment options to get that under control, and so our patients can actually lead a normal life.
Yeah. So Rosie, for you, and you said it, it's terrifying because you started Googling around when you were diagnosed or trying to figure out what it was. So especially playing soccer, as you would call it from New Zealand, football, what steps did you do to manage your condition?
Yeah, it is scary. And I think for a lot of young people, I had just moved from New Zealand to go to UCLA. I was playing collegiate soccer and also playing on the New Zealand national team at the time when I first started feeling symptoms when I was 19 years old. I'd never dealt with any serious health issues before. Again, had no idea what UC was. And it's super alarming to be confronted with something that you're going to have to deal with for the rest of your life. And I definitely did not come to terms with that for a long time. And again, the biggest steps and the biggest strides that I've taken is learning how to have the conversations earlier. I fell into the habit of waiting until my symptoms got so bad that it was really debilitating to me before I asked for help. So I think like what I want to encourage others to do is not wait until it gets so bad that you're going to end up in the hospital, which is what happened to me, and try and get on top of it earlier. And I think the communication is really, really important, and kind of taking the burden off your own shoulders a little bit and sharing what's going on, so that you can get help earlier, and try and get on top of it. And there is options. So I think, for patients understanding that there are treatment options to try and find remission.
Yeah, so Dr. Abraham, along those same lines, I think that's what some people are petrified about. What's going to happen to me? What is this? So what are some of those multiple treatment options that people can turn to when they have this disease, when they find out they have it?
Yeah, so actually right now we have way more treatment options than when I first started practicing gastroenterology, so which is actually great news for our patients. That way we can actually personalize the treatment to the patient that's sitting in front of us. There are IV infusion or intravenous infusion options. There are subcutaneous injection options, as well as oral medication options, you know, such as Zeposia, where we're speaking today on behalf of. So with these options, what I typically like to do is look at the patient in totality. What does their disease look like? How severe is their disease? Where is their disease location? What are the patient's general lifestyle requirements? Do they travel a lot? Do they, are they in school? Can they, what actually works best for them, you know, an infusion versus an oral medication to kind of fit with their lifestyle? We look at the mechanism of action of the different medications that we have, look at the benefits versus risk, and actually based on a shared decision-making type of profile, when we have that discussion, we actually choose the best medicine out there for the patient and in hopes that that will get their disease under control, get them into complete remission, which is will be our ultimate goal, so that patients can lead a completely normal life despite having this disease.
Yeah. Wow. So that's great, great news. And I mentioned this at the top. You know, coming up is World Cup soccer for the women. 10 stadiums, 6 in Australia, 4 in New Zealand, Rosie's home country. She played for the national team. You're going to be there commentating at this year's Women's World Cup. So what are some of your predictions for the games? Which, by the way, New Zealand, Group A, baby, kicking things off.
I'm really excited about it. It's such a huge opportunity to be, have the World Cup being hosted in your home nation. It's such a huge honor, and I'm so glad that I get to be a part of it and get to be part of the broadcasting team. I'm obviously going to be super biased. I played for the New Zealand team for 10 years, and a lot of those players are my close friends, so I'm going to be rooting for them 100%. But I'm so excited to be a spectator and get to enjoy such a huge and exciting event. In my home country.
Yeah, so will you do a little pep talk for some of your friends before all of this? Will you make, you know, the rosy appearance and kind of lift them up?
I've got tabs on them. We've been talking. They're all in camp already, playing games, training, getting prepared. So I will hopefully get to spend some time with them and soak it up with them for sure.
Well, certainly enjoy that. And Doc, where can everybody go to learn more?
Yes, you can go to supportingyouwithuc.com, where the website can help get you the correct information on the disease and have questions to discuss with your healthcare providers as well, and to find a great option for you for treatment.
All right, Rosie, enjoy the World Cup. I'll be watching, so will be a lot of people. And top gastro doc, Abraham, keep doing what you do. Thanks, both of you.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so there's a lesson in that, right? And Rosie said it, is don't be afraid to ask for help and ask those questions. Go beyond the Internet for sure. We're going to end on this story because I thought it was so cool, right, when people unearth things. And that happened in a Kentucky cornfield. A lot of people, I think, may have heard the story. Maybe you haven't heard the story. There was a hoard of 700 Civil War-era gold coins. Wow. They were discovered after being buried more than 150 years. So they're up for sale. Wow. Can you imagine tensions were so high, especially at the beginning of the Civil War between the North and the South? But just finding those coins and how they were just buried underneath the earth. Guarantee some of them are in pretty good condition. It'll be interesting to see if all of those coins are sold, and I'm assuming that there probably is a very good chance of that. We leave you with this. Be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, be happy in these challenging times, my friends.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.